My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at-bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Funny, BT and Sal back on The Fan, and Troy said it last night during the game, talking about Brock Purdy. We focus so much on Rodgers here. It's really hard to get separation from draft status. So we all look at Brock Purdy as, well, almost still with that overachievement. And I don't know how fairly he's actually analyzed, because if you watch Brock Purdy play, and he was a second-round pick or a late first, I think he'd be perceived very differently by a lot of people.
Well, I like him. But that's the whole talking point. It's like you don't believe in it because of where he was selected. It just goes to show you nobody knows anything about anything. I mean, these guys are paid to pick these players here. And even the Niners, they took him with the last pick. If they loved him that much and thought he would be this, like, where do you think Purdy would go in a draft right now? I mean, he's certainly going top three, I mean, in the league. I mean, think about where you're taking.
You mean a top three quarterback?
Well, yeah.
No, he's not top three.
Well, Brock Purdy's one of the best quarterbacks in football right now.
Top three.
If you want to redraft right now, minimum top five.
I mean, I like him. I don't know if I'm going that nuts. I mean, top three, top five. I mean, you got Josh Allen.
Well, I mean,
you got Joe Burrow. You have Lamar Jackson. You have Pat Mahomes.
Right, but maybe the better way to say it is out of his draft where he went last in his draft.
Yeah,
I mean,
gotcha.
Think about if you were redrafting that. He won't go over the league. He's still a top quarterback in the league.
I like him quite a bit.
I also think it's not just where he got drafted. It's also a system thing. Because of the Shanahan system and other guys have had success.
Garoppolo, some others.
Now, Purdy's taking it a step further. One thing that bothered me about Purdy last night, I'd be curious to get your take on this.
Okay.
This is a personal thing. I know that. I'm not trying to pick on the guy.
Okay.
But quarterbacks that play with the wedding ring thing on, it annoys me, man. He's not alone. I know it, but I noticed it last night. Like, bro.
Take the ring off.
We get it. You're married. Like, congratulations. You love your wife. Yeah. Oh, I know. You love your wife more than I do because you want to wear your ring while you play the sport of football, whether it's a rubber thing or not. Like, come on, bro. We don't need it. I don't need to see the ring on your finger to prove that you're married. I don't care if you're married. And it's not just him. Does Kirk Cousins do it too? Where it's
almost, I feel like he does.
Yeah, he might too. He's another one. We've seen it before with these guys. Like, come on. You're playing football. Well, what are you? And it's always quarterbacks, too. Like, you don't see wide receivers
maybe kickers,
doing
it. Maybe kickers. Well, the receivers have gloves on. You don't know.
Yeah, well, I doubt they're wearing wedding rings.
I mean, probably. It's dangerous if it's metal. Yeah, now, they got the rubber one that I use when I play golf, but I lost that one. Like, that black one.
Now, why do you use it when you play golf, specifically to have it on?
Well, what happened was I couldn't find my original ring.
Right.
I lost it. And then I got a black rubber one.
Right.
Okay.
Just for
the symbolism of it.
Right,
you can't recreate the first one. There was a message in there and some other things, you know, that Jen hadn't
graved.
How'd
you lose it?
I forgot.
You don't even remember where?
I forgot.
God, I remember my father lost one time. They said he put it on a... He was going to wash his hands in like some bathroom while they're traveling, left it on the sink, never put it back on. At least he knew where he lost it. Never got another one.
Call out Bert. Are you going to call me out now?
No, I'm just curious. You said you lost your ring. You just kind of glossed over it.
I don't know where I lost it. And then we got this one, which is kind of like a recreation of the first one.
Okay.
But I don't have an issue with these guys wearing their rings when they play. Why does it bother you so much?
It doesn't bother me
so much. It sounds like it does.
It's something that I notice that I just find like, okay,
what do you think? They're kissing them? Like they're kissing up?
Yes.
Just say it then.
Yes, I do.
Stop dancing around. What about it bothers you?
What is the point?
They love their wife?
Okay, so what? So the guys who don't wear it don't love their wife?
No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that the guys who do maybe are a little more willing to express it.
You know what?
Just say it. Say it.
It's weak. You're playing a football game.
I knew you were going here, so just lay it all out.
It's weak.
Weak. Why is it weak?
Sometimes my wife will get on me, like, I wear my ring every day, like, to work as part of that when I get dressed. On the weekend, if I'm not... Like, I'm not putting on my watch or jewelry on the weekend. Even if we go out, like, I'm not...
Do you ever have an earring, by the way?
I did for
you did, right? Because I just saw you grave your ear. I'm just maybe asking that. You did?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't allowed to. My father.
Oh, my dad.
But I got one anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway.
Hoop or stud?
And that was a hoop.
Yeah, me too.
And one of the hoop in the... Anyway, and it was a stupid thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. But like, what are you trying to prove?
Nothing.
Like, you're married. That's great. You're in love. On the football field for a game for 3.5 hours, it's not the time to profess your love.
But he's not. Is he down on one knee? Is he writing poems or is he playing football?
For? It's not going to do anything for you. You wear a watch too?
No. Odell did. Remember when Odell did?
Odell.
Let me ask you this. The ring. You're ridiculous. Does it adversely affect somebody's play? Honestly.
I mean, I guess not a quarterback if he's throwing with his right hand and his ring is on his left hand.
Okay.
Probably not.
Now, if Boomer was wearing it or Steve Young, you know, maybe it's more of an issue as a lefty.
I would bet Boomer didn't do it.
Because he's a lefty.
No, because he's a...
What, you say because he's a man?
Yes!
Oh, dude. What is wrong with you, man?
And a tough guy back in the 80s. They probably wouldn't even allow that stuff. Now, again, I don't know. And maybe I'm making too big a deal.
You are.
I just don't need to see it. Well, do baseball players wear their wedding ring?
Yeah, some guys actually do.
No way.
I've seen some guys wear. I swear to God.
And if you do, that's pathetic.
They're not manly enough
basketball
for Sal. They're beneath Sal's, you know, code of mandom.
No. It's not about.
What is it?
It's not about. Wait,
are you mad that they're happy?
Stuff.
What are you mad at?
I just don't understand the point. I'd like them to, because you wear your ring as like a part. You know,
so you wake up, you put your ring on. Why do you wear your ring?
Well, I guess because I have to because I got married.
I guess she's gonna yell at you.
But if I had something to do, that impact, like I would not wear it to the gym or to play golf.
Yeah, I take it off when I have a gym in my basement. When I'm lifting, I take it off.
Right. Well, as you should, because you shouldn't do like I don't.
It gets in the way.
I don't shower with it on either. I take it off. I take it. I'm not gonna shower.
Okay, so then why do you put it back on? What's the reason to put it back on?
I mean, I guess because I'm married and symbolism.
Okay, symbolism. Yeah. Okay, so
I guess that's what it's for, right? I mean, when you get down to it,
sure. I mean, is it literally to dissuade other, in our case, women approaching
to
us?
Show maybe. That you're married. I mean,
yeah. I mean, maybe that's probably the origin of it. You know, literally, this person is attached legally to the other. I guess
generally, people could see that on your face, like, oh, that guy, he's married.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You think so?
Yes, I do. Look at how beaten down he is walking down the street.
Only if you're a chump.
No. Come on.
No.
I was just being facetious.
No, I was going to say, because there's no way.
No, I get it. I get it.
Okay, okay. So if it's about symbolism, which it is, that's the origin of the ring, then don't you think that the strongest show of symbolism is on national TV?
But that's what I mean. That's pathetic.
What, he's showing off?
I don't do it. Yes. Yes.
You don't wear it on SNY?
Oh, no, I do, but it's different. I'm not playing BT.
Why do you wear it on as baseball night in New York? You got more eyes on you than you do when you're walking on the street.
BT, I'm not a football player.
I understand that, but you're a broadcaster.
So it doesn't impact my job. But
you wear your ring during your job, and he's wearing his ring during his job.
His job is to play football.
And your job is to talk sports.
Yeah, one is you wear a ring.
One's
a physical sport. That makes absolutely no sense. It's the same way you don't wear it to play golf or go to the gym.
Some people do. I just can't.
But that's stupid.
It's whatever.
Yeah, but I mean,
why does this bother you?
It's his personal thing. That's fine. But it's like, look at me. Look at how much I love my wife. I'm going to wear a ring. Symbolism during a game, an NFL game, where you get your hand broken, for goodness sake.
Now, did he get his hand broken?
No.
Did it impact his play?
I think it's not. And by the way, it's not just Purdy. It's anybody. Yeah. Like I said, I think Kirk Cousins, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I can't prove this. I feel like men who are very religious are more apt to wear it.
Is that it's a religious thing?
I think Kirk Cousins. I don't know solely. I don't want to cast a wide net. I could obviously be wrong, but I feel like men who espouse their religion more publicly, somebody like Kirk Cousins, devout religiously, I think they're maybe a little bit more likely to wear it to show their love for their wife.
Keith McPherson just checked in Texas. They made Zach Eflin take his ring off last year with the Rays. I mean, it is a thing when you're an athlete. Like, it's not just football, but we see it primarily with quarterbacks, you know, because they don't have to catch the ball with their left hand usually, or whatever, if you're a lefty throw. And you don't see it normally. Like, I don't see it on baseball players.
Would I wear mine? No. No, I'm not playing a sport. Does it bother me that other men do? I didn't even think about it.
I didn't think about it either until I saw him last, and I was like, come on, dude, you're playing football. What's with the wedding ring?
You're making him this is where if we're just doing a podcast here, we could really let loose. Because what you're saying is, hold on, I'm going to walk you there, and then we'll stop short of really jumping into the shark-infested waters. What you're really saying is that he's a weak man.
No,
what you're hinting at.
I think he's. It's either that.
Yeah, okay.
He's either trying to appease his wife by saying, "Look,
here we go.
I got your support on national TV.
All right, yeah.
Or
I'm sorry, honey. I love you.
Prove to the world. Show the world how much you love your wife you're not doing it for your wife necessarily because you're.
How do you know?
Because she knows you're married to her. She should know how much you love
her.
Without you having to wear
secure.
The ring during a damn game. Well, then that's unhealthy that it makes her feel secure during a game.
No, I mean, not that
like
she needs
wife,
that.
And my wife's going to be, where's your ring? I left that at home. What do you want me to do about it? Like, big deal. Sue me. Like, my actions each day.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that should mean more than just wearing a ring.
I understand that.
And who are you proving it to, by the way? Like, wear it every single step of the way. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
Wear a shirt that says, I love my wife, I'm married. Do that. Profess your love for your wife and how great your marriage is.
Yeah.
You're playing a football game.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why jewelry should be banned.
Chains, it's okay.
No, that should
it's
be banned.
It's okay,
too.
Garrett Wilson, the chain bouncing around, that's cool.
That should be banned too, right. But it's not, there's not like a hey, look at me.
No, but there's a danger element. What's more
Correct.
Dangerous, a
Correct.
Rubber ring on your finger or a chain around your neck?
Yeah, Garrett Wilson was messing with that last night. I don't think they should be allowed to wear jewelry, period.
Yeah, I agree with that. In football. In the NBA, they used to wear the gold back in the day.
While they're playing?
Yeah, like in the ABA in the 70s and the multiple gold chains.
I've never seen
like
that.
Daryl Dawkins, Dr. J, absolutely.
I can't recall ever seeing
If I was playing in the 70s, I would have been rocking
maybe like
three
an old
gold
dunk
chains.
Contest. Did Kenny Skywalker wear one time?
Kenny did.
Okay, maybe that's where
Kenny wore multiple when he won for his dad who had passed away.
All right.
Kenny won it the weekend that his dad died.
I mean.
You are.
What point are you trying to prove, bro? You married. That's
this
great.
This is why I had to walk you to it.
Yeah.
Because you basically call the man weak.
No,
You are. You are.
It's a weak move.
Listen, if it does, I'm sure some guys do it because they're kissing ass, and yeah, I'm not. That's weak. I'm with you on that. That's weak. That's weak.
But if
you do it because you genuinely
whatever,
just love your wife,
it still should be not allowed on the field.
And next, you're gonna say people shouldn't get married. This guy.
Yeah. Well,
the author of Unhappiness over here.
Happily married. Next Look day, at my ring. Here we go. Award today.
Why don't you clank your ring on the day so if your wife has this on, she can hear it.
Yeah,
he's wearing his ring.
I mean, come on. What does it mean?
What does it mean to be married? You nut.
What does it mean?
Get the Colts.
A little stress in my house last night.
Ooh.
Either way, it's just, you know.
I like this stuff.
Oh, man. It's just, you know.
Why? Because the Jets will lose?
I can't, like, the kid.
Tough to lock into the Jets game
it's
the way
tough,
you want
you know,
to.
Okay, you know, I'm just going to say it. I know I got a break. It's tough, though. I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say. My daughter is amazing.
Right.
I love my daughter. She's right. The best. She is witty. She is beautiful. She is great. I can't stand watching football with her. I can't. I can't. He's locked in. He's running around, faking tackles, in my good block. Real talking football. And she's running around, and I know she's trying to emulate a big brother, but it's just a different projection. It's not about the game. And Daddy definitely had a blow-up moment last night, which, of course, I felt immediately bad about.
Did this come after the defense was getting abused?
Yep. Of course, it wouldn't have come up when they were winning 7-3. Daddy was happy at that point. No problem. It's so cute. My 8-year-old daughter's watching the game. It's cute. Jets are getting smashed. Suddenly, it's not as cute. Oh, God, it's... And I'm not going to become that guy who doesn't watch it with their kids. And I'm not going to be, I'll never become the dad who says, yeah, son, you can watch. No way.
Well,
never. No.
Yeah.
Well, never. No, I'll never do that. But, you know, she's young and she doesn't really know football. She doesn't even like the Jets. She likes the Cowboys.
Right. Well, that's the problem. You had Cowboys fans watching the game.
Then my wife got mad at me because of the way I reacted to something that they were doing.
Right.
Then I went upstairs in protest. I watched the series up in our room.
Ooh.
And then I felt terrible. And I walked back down. And then but then the whole mood was killed.
Ooh.
Yeah,
unkillable.
Hey, but I'm still wearing my ring. All right, so she can't lock the doors on me when I get home today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.